One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to Can We Help You, your non-professional advice podcast. My name is Franco.
I'm Jax.
I'm Sasha. Wait, what?
Is that a question?
I don't know. I'm Ron Burgundy.
I'm confused just because Franco normally like arrives with some kind of pre-prepared
I'm not a prepped kind of guy today, to be honest. I was late to our record. By the way, I should just mention, you can think of us as the big brother and sister you never had or wanted. We're here to help you with all of life's questions, debates, hot topics, big or small.
Honestly, I kind of prefer this because the weird stuff was kind of weirding me out a bit too much.
I'll bring back the weird stuff.
I think you should have done a Taylor Swift themed one because... Girl,
oh my God.
She's in Australia, and oh my fucking God,
Personally, I'm sick of hearing it. I know that Taylor Swift is in Australia. If I were a big fan of this podcast, I would listen to it for an escape from Taylor Swift.
Well, too bad we're talking about
you don't,
it.
Because, you don't like Taylor Swift.
I don't dislike her. It's just like,
it's
a pop star in Australia.
I have one thing to say to you, and it's 1, 2, 3, let's go, bitch.
Okay.
I don't know if it was like this for you, Jax, when she was doing her tour in America, but when big stars come to Australia, it does make the news, right? It's a big deal. We're kind of like, whoa, we've got someone from the other side of the world here and they came to little old us. And I have never seen coverage like this of fucking anything. COVID is the last time I can think of the time when one thing was dominating.
All the news.
Everything. Okay, so let me explain. I work at the SCA offices in Sydney. I sit on the floor that Today FM is on. Today FM has rebranded to Today FM. Okay. We have Taylor Swift news. We have also they are only playing Taylor Swift all day, every day, since Monday. It is Thursday.
Oh, that's...
Her first show in Sydney is on Friday, which is our tomorrow.
That's a little much. And wow. If you're listening to this, it's Saturday as it comes out. So I think that would be, her second show in Sydney?
Second show tonight on Saturday, yep.
I did see that Melbourne projected Taylor Swift onto Flinders Street Station. Melbourne did go all out. I'm not sure. I haven't seen much Sydney. I haven't seen the news, obviously. I don't consume Australian news really, but it wasn't like that here. I don't know if LA was too cool. I don't know if America's too cool. I imagine that like in some of maybe the smaller areas people were maybe a bit more like that, but here in LA it was great. People loved it. I mean, you know, she was here, but we didn't project images of her on our landmarks.
Okay, do you know what else has been happening? Yeah. Her flight was tracked. So
people were waiting at the airport.
Yeah, they had a live feed on the TV shows today.
A live feed
of the flight radar. Travis
Kelce. She's Chappelle Corby.
Yeah, essentially. fuck, do you remember that?
That's the last time that happened.
If you don't know, dear listener, dear Ronnie's, who Chappelle Corby is, she was a convicted
drug smuggler
from Australia who got convicted in Bali. It was this huge story in Australia. When she got released, she was sentenced to 20 years in prison. I don't think she served the full 20, but she served a really big
13,
chunk.
13, I think.
13. Lucky 13. When she left Bali, there was rolling coverage of her. When they picked her up, from her release from Karabakan prison, following her in the fucking van and then getting on the plane, and then obviously you can't chase a plane. But what they did do is chase her car after it arrived in Queensland. Every news site was a helicopter shot of this poor chick's fucking SUV driving down the highway in Queensland after she touched down. It was insane. It is essentially like that. She's the new Chappelle Corby, Taylor Swift.
I think I've realised that not much else happens in Australia.
Well, I think it's because, I don't know, but anyway, Travis Kelce, we had staff members down at the airport this morning for Travis Kelce arriving. God. And I asked one of the guys, I said, oh, how'd you go? And he's like, he looked defeated and he was like, this isn't what I pictured when I was a little boy and imagining what my future would look like. Standing at an airport, staring at a gate. They were outside the airport staring at this fucking gate with all these cameramen and all these people just to get a glimpse of Taylor Swift's boyfriend. Like, fuck, man.
Yeah. But I mean, that's what they do in Australia. They do that in Australia.
I've got to say, though, I've been swept up and I'm trying to get tickets.
Oh, my God, you've become a Swiftie.
Could not think of anything worse.
I think it's one of those things. It's a cultural moment.
It's a cultural moment.
In
it's
the
huge.
World.
I can't escape it.
For some reason. I mean, look, my wife is obviously a very big Swiftie. I'm not anti-Swiftie. I'm not sure that I'm full Swiftie, but I enjoy Taylor Swift's music. I have to say, they do play her songs here like every four songs, and that is enough for me after a while. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure how I would go with every single song.
Imagine all day, every day, nonstop.
But I feel like it's this cultural moment in the world.
It's
kind of like if you, I mean, you know, I know there's been a lot of talk about the comparison to the Beatles and Michael Jackson and all that and whether it's accurate or not. However, I think it's kind of like back in the day if a Michael Jackson or a Beatles came, even if you didn't like them, it's just you kind of want to go to be swept up in the whole thing, you know?
So much of what I saw come out of Melbourne, because Melbourne had their shows first, everyone was just so happy. And I was like, oh, that looks so nice. And like, I don't know, all this girlhood and sisterhood and fucking
you're
going
to have
patriarchy.
To make friendship bracelets.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you have
to. That fucking bizarre. No, not doing it. They had a day at work yesterday where they put on friendship
okay,
bracelet
that's
making
a lot.
Things. It's fucking everywhere, man. Like
that's a lot.
Inescapable. Anyway, so I'm trying to get tickets. If you're listening to this and you're in Sydney and you go, hey, I've actually got a spare ticket, hit me up. I'll come with you or I'll take your ticket because, I'm trying to get in there now. So that's what's happening in my life. It's just all Taylor Swift. I can't get away from it. So I'm just embracing it and I'm going to try and go. Yeah, why not?
Nice. Why not? Yeah. And, you know, the Sydney one should be a little bit less crowded than Melbourne because Melbourne obviously had the most amount of people in the entire world ever. I don't know. There's like a million people there.
It was a lot of people. I think it was the biggest show that she's ever played, which is crazy.
It was. Not the biggest in Australia though. That goes to Ed Sheeran. He had over 100,000 at the MCG.
Yeah. But there are going to be a lot of loud screaming girls. I mean, if you are on your way to Taylor Swift.
And boys. Thank you so much. Thank you. Lots
of
loud screaming.
Yeah, I mean, some boys, but
I think
mostly
the
girls
are higher pitched and that's what really just gets into my ears. That's the one reason I wouldn't want to go to a show because everything I've seen is just like you can kind of hear what's going on stage and you can hear the theatrics, but just surrounded by that is just
here's
that high pitch ringing the entire time.
I've got a pro tip. If you're listening to this your Taylor Swift, which you probably won't, but you'll probably be listening to Taylor Swift. But let's say you are. Take some earplugs because I took earplugs and it was the best thing I did because now my wife, obviously, big Swiftie, went absolutely wild for Taylor Swift. And this is the thing. If you're going with someone and you haven't been to a concert like this with them before, be prepared to see a different side of them that you may never have seen before and may never see again.
Well, the person that I'm going to go with, if we get tickets, we're both trying to get tickets and we've roped in some other people and we're all trying to get it. But the person I'm going to go with is my boss. Now, I know that sounds strange, but we get along really well. And her and I are both the same. When the tickets first came out, we half-heartedly tried to get tickets and then we were like, nah, fuck that. Like, who wants to spend all that money? What a waste of time. Oh, my God, can't be bothered. What's the deal? Who cares about Taylor Swift? Like, whatever. Both her and I have fallen into the trap of getting swept up in Taylor mania.
You just got to do it.
But both of us are very much like, we want to go to experience what it's going to be like, not because we're, like, obsessed with Taylor. I'm just obsessed with what she's created. So
my pro tip for you is get some earplugs. Wear the earplugs because you get the dulling of the screaming and you get the actual music. You can hear all of that, actually.
You can hear everything a bit better.
You hear it a lot better. I took the earplugs out at one point and all I could hear was just deafening cacophony of screams because I was like, okay, I've got to – let me just pull them out because I've got to experience like the reality. And it was like – and I was like, put it back in.
All right. Well, like I said, if anyone listening to this has any tickets or knows where to get some that aren't a scam, hit me up at Sash Barber on Instagram. All right. I've got a bone to pick with you, which I'm going to do when we answer Ronnie's question next.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're both in trouble, both of you.
Oh, no. I thought this was just Jax. No. I'm not prepared for this.
Both of you.
I'm glad Franco's in trouble with me too. It makes me feel a lot better.
Now, listeners, pay your taxes. You can send them to us, canwehelpyoupodcast.com, canwehelpyoupodcast@gmail.com, or via social media at canwehelpyoupodcast. And that leads me into why I have the shits at both of you, and you're both in trouble. You were both running late today. Usually I just check the email inbox, but Franco and Jax will usually check the social media inbox.
Yep.
And because I had a bit of extra time, I thought, let me load up our socials inbox and have a quick look and see what's in there. Because I trust you both. I trust you both to do your due diligence. And if there's a question in the socials inbox, you will bring it. So I was having a look and I saw a message that we had read. Someone had read. And let me bring it up and read it out to you. Now, this was sent on February 7th. Today is the 22nd. Hi, guys. I'm not sure if you'll remember, but I wrote in a while ago asking for recommendations on where to go in Australia for my honeymoon /1 year anniversary.
Oh, lovely. What did we say? Can't remember.
Said you discussed it in the episode Circle Jerker, whenever that was. Well,
my favorite episode ever.
I'm messaging you from London the night before our flight to Sydney via Abu Dhabi. We are going to Sydney, Brisbane, Fraser Island. They wrote Fraser Land, but I'm sure they meant Island. Hamilton Island.
No, they're clearly going to Fraser Land. It's just an area full of people named Fraser.
It's also called Gurry now. That's how we refer to it, the indigenous name, Gurry. Hamilton Island, Melbourne, and a Launceston to Hobart and back road trip.
Oh, my God, what a trip.
That's a lot of Australia.
We took on board Sasha's advice about Tassie wine, and we're going on a wine tour on our one-year anniversary in Tamar Valley. So excited. My question is, do you have any recommendations for places for food /drinks while we're in Australia? From an excited Ronnie. You two missed this. So Ronnie's already been on their fucking trip. We could have read this out and we could have given them amazing recommendations. But now they've missed it. And we
Ronnie might still be on their trip. You don't know how long it is.
Well,
Ronnie's doing a very big trip. Ronnie could definitely be on their way to Hobart right now.
To me, that's like a months long trip.
Shut up. I wrote, oh my God, Ronnie, we suck and we only just saw this. We'll answer your question. Sorry, it'll be after the fact though. Hope you had a magnificent time in Oz. Ronnie's replied already, which is great. Oh, Ronnie wrote, no worries. Laughing, crying face. We're heading to Tassie now and we'll be back in Sydney at the start of next week.
I was right.
So Sydney recommendations would be great. Hang on. I'm still pissed at you both because we should have done this that week when we got that message. Someone read it and ignored it and did not bring it up on the podcast. So bad boys, naughty.
Hey,
I mean,
we'll never do that again. Make sure if you send it to us at Can We Help You Podcast on your socials, we'll read it out. I guess probably, you know, we've said in the past, if you have a time-sensitive question, say time-sensitive question. On socials, I guess there's not a subject line. So
exactly.
Maybe that was
why. So just fucking read it properly. I don't know who read it, but you're both getting lumped into the same category.
It kind of sounds like Jax is taking responsibility there, so I'll just let that be.
Well, you're on notice. And Jax, pull your socks up, mate. Be better.
Yeah. Sorry, Ronnie. We're apologies for not getting to your query quick enough, but we're doing it now. This occasionally happens where we have questions that have come through and then we get to them a little bit later than we'd like.
So Ronnie said that they're on their way to Hobart and Sydney is the next trip. Is that right?
Can I just quickly jump in and say, go to Mona. Mona's weird as fuck.
I love Mona.
And it's like, it's, you know, I mean, it's expensive, super weird. I don't know what the food's like, but just go there.
Well, you just don't need to eat. It's an art gallery. You don't have to eat
you
when gotta, you're there.
You should go and eat there because I've seen, I don't know why, but it appeared on my TikTok, there's some weird shit that happens at the restaurant. You should
Apparently
experience the whole thing.
It's quite controversial, the meal.
I've never heard of this.
I think it's called like, let me bring it up.
Google it. I've been to Mona, love Mona. I had a great time in Mona. Just beware, there's no fucking phone reception because it's in a basement. So don't lose your party like I did and I could not find anyone and I was trapped in a terrifying place with all this weird naked art on the walls and I was alone and it was scary.
Naked art, my favorite type of art.
Don't lose who you're with.
So it looks like they have a few different places you can eat.
I'm guessing it's like probably their best restaurant.
So there's the Faro Bar and Restaurant, and the Faro Bar and Restaurant says, a light-drenched bar and restaurant suspended over the river contains fancy food, in-situ art, and occasional music / performance / experimentation.
Oh, my God.
So right,
that sounds like that
sounds like the place.
That sounds like the controversial place. Let's see, sample menu. What have we got here? The top line, top dish on the menu is called Gang of Four.
Okay.
Not sure what that means. There's a putain de fromage. Looks very French. So lots of French food, I guess, but I guess try it out. Why not?
Great.
Yeah
no, I do highly, like Ronnie, if this comes out Saturday, if Ronnie listens on time, which if they're driving, they're doing a road trip, so maybe they'll listen to us on their road trip, definitely try and get to Mona if you can. And get up Mount Wellington as well. That was really, really cool. I didn't really go out to eat. Oh, there is an amazing ice cream place down. Don't ask me what it's called. I don't fucking know. But down on the harbour, there's like these restaurants that are like on floating barges and little shops and stuff. And one of them is an ice cream joint. And I think it's like white, like painted white on the outside. And I had, it was like lavender and orange or something ice cream. It was the fucking best thing I've ever eaten in my life. Go there. I'm sorry, I don't know what it's called.
Very quickly, there's a review here and it says at the Faro restaurant that inside the dining room was a giant sphere which you could enter and be deprived of sound and your vision and was filled with colourful strobe lights for 15 minutes. So, I don't know. Maybe you could become part of the art. I think it's quite sex-heavy, Mona, but anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just out there. It's a cool place to see. It's very cool. The grounds are really impressive as well. All right. Ronnie
Sydney
wanted
Rex.
Sydney. Now, Jax, you haven't spent that much time in Sydney, have you?
Go to Buffalo Dining Club.
Okay, Buffalo Dining Club. I'm going to be basic and recommend one of the top Sydney restaurants that is always on roundups, you might not be able to get in though. But if you're going on a weekday, you'll probably have a much better chance. It's called Restaurant Hubert. It is incredible. It is underground. It is French post-war speakeasy vibes. They have live jazz, amazing French food, but with a bit of a twist as well. So it's not too, it's not stuffy. You don't feel like you're in a fancy French place. It's very fun, very relaxed. Drink lots of wine, eat the steak and the escargot. That is probably my top restaurant recommendation for Sydney. The other thing I would recommend checking out is walk around somewhere like Haymarket if you like your food for a lunch. There is so much incredible. There's Chinatown in Haymarket, but there is also Thai Town if you like Thai food. Any of those places, you step in. Ab Air is probably my favorite. It's really traditional northern Thai food. And those places, you'll find all sorts of little hidey holes in around Haymarket where you can get some amazing Asian food.
I actually quite like Sydney's Chinatown. I think I mean, this might be controversial for people who live in Melbourne, but I think
it's way better than Melbourne's. It's better than Melbourne's. Way better.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Go to the 8. If you like Yum Cha, go to the 8 or the Chinese Garden of Friendship.
I've got to say, I love Melbourne. Obviously, I lived there for a long time, grew up there. Great city. But I think the city experience is better in Sydney. I think there's more to look at, especially as a tourist. There's more to do, more to look at, prettier. I think the experience of the city is a bit better in Sydney. And I think just kind of wander around. You can go to the Rocks. You can go to...
I disagree with you. I just think that you're a Sydney kind of person. This is why you moved to LA. You like looking at water and going to bars until they shut.
I mean, Melbourne has water. Melbourne just has ugly water. It's the Yarra River. I mean,
There's a lot more to do in Melbourne. But we've had this.
Melbourne's
debate
great.
Before.
I'm not saying Melbourne's not good. Melbourne's great, but I think the experience of visiting the city as a tourist is better in Sydney. So enjoy your time in Sydney. Please let us know what you do and what you get up to, what you've been up to.
I have another recommendation, especially if you are wandering around the city pre-work knockoff or on a weeknight, because it's very popular but it's very small, is a place called Old Mate's Place. It's a bar. It has no signage. You will walk up to a building and you'll go, this is it, and then you walk up 600 flights of stairs and you go, is this worth it? It's definitely worth it. Yeah. Go in there. It's got like same thing. It's got like a speakeasy sort of bar, but then go up to the rooftop. It is beautiful. The most amazing cocktails I've had in Sydney. Highly recommend. Go to Old Mate's Place. And we hope you have a great time. I'm so excited you're going to be in my beautiful city. I do love Sydney. I think it's a great place. There's lots of great things to do. Amazing food, amazing culture, amazing drinks and bars. And I hope you love it just as much as I do. Oh, and go to the beach. Fucking go to the beach. It's going to be hot. Go to the beach. Just don't go to Bondi. Go to a different
No,
beach.
Go to. You have to go to Bondi.
No,
it's part
do
of the
not
experience.
Go to Bondi. I recommend Clovelly or Gordon's Bay or Coogee or Bronte. Those are what I would recommend.
Yeah.
I think
go
those,
to, you have to go to Bondi.
Don't
it's, part
go to
of,
Bondi.
It's part of doing
it's
Sydney.
Fucking shit's full of tourists. Don't go to Bondi.
Yeah, that's what they go there for, mate.
Ronnie is a tourist.
Yeah, but you don't. When you travel, do you want to go to where all the tourists go, or do you want to go to where the locals go? Go to where
you
the locals go.
You want to
go
on a Bondi beach? No.
You do both.
It's a very different thing.
God, Bondi
when you go to Paris, do you go, I don't want to go to the Eiffel Tower. I want to do what locals do. When you go to New York, do you go, I don't want to go to the Empire State Building. I want
the
to
difference
go to
is,
what locals
Jackson,
do.
The difference is that there are other beaches in Sydney. There's no other Eiffel Tower. There's no other Empire State Building. Bondi is one beach out of fucking 600 in Sydney, and it is, sure, it's a nice enough beach, but it's crowded. It's full of tourists. There's so many better places and better beaches you can go to in Sydney. I've given you my recommendations, Ronnie. And in Coogee and Bronte, there are amazing brunch spots all around the beaches.
Oh, I was going to say, make sure you go get brunch because there's one thing I miss about Australia, it's brunch. Man, we do good brunch.
Yeah, go do it. All right.
Okay. I will say as well, Ronnie, if you are going to go to a beach, I'm not passing any judgment here. You are a tourist though. Swim between the flags.
And wear sunscreen.
Oh, yeah.
Wear sunscreen.
Yeah. Just don't die.
Don't go out too far. Swim between the flags. Careful of rips.
All right.
Okay.
Let's wrap us up. Franco.
Thank you for listening to the Can We Help You podcast. You can find us at Can We Help You podcast on socials. To get in touch, hit us up there or go to our website, canwehelpyoupodcast.com.
Thanks for listening. Hope, Ronnie, you enjoy your trip And love to hear how it goes.
Yes.
See you in a few days.
Love to hear how it goes.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye. See ya.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.